Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Zainab, and you are tuned into the program Islamic Upbringing. In this show, we delve into the important questions and concerns that parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. Our answers are rooted in the teachings of the Holy Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Stay tuned as we seek to provide guidance and insight on raising our children in accordance with Islamic principles. And joining us today as our esteemed guest speaker is a research scholar in the House of Qom, currently pursuing a master's in psychology at Al Mustafa International University, Institute of Islamic Social Sciences, with a background in the same field from the University of Karachi. Our guest is going to bring up a unique perspective that combines expertise in both Islamic studies and psychology. So please join me in welcoming Mr. Mir Muhammad Abid to our program. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
So yeah, we have been discussing about the characteristics of adolescents, and Brother Abid helped us with many characteristics. He said there are four in general, which he's going to discuss in the series of episodes. So far, we discussed self-centeredness, the very first characteristic that is found in teenagers. Brother Abid said that as parents, we have to be very cautious with the changes, with the behavior happening in a teenager. And for those changes, we got to address them accordingly. So the first thing that we are going to see in the teenagers, not necessarily the first thing, but the self-centeredness may be there, and it has many signs. One of the signs is self-love. So if you see a teenager who is having self-love, who is just, you know, there are many who just watch mirrors more than 10 times a day. So yeah, they are obsessed with themselves. It's okay to some extent, but if it goes to extremes, then that's a problem. So Brother Abid, do we have some more signs that may divert our attention towards the fact that our child is going through the phase of self-centeredness?
Yes, thank you very much. We were discussing the self-love and self-care, and that is one of the signs of being self-centeredness and going extremes. We call extreme self-love as we give a certain name to it. That is, most of us know that it's called narcissism. Okay.
Right.
But there comes a question that narcissism is a kind of a disorder.
Mm-hmm.
So we would say that, yes, narcissism is a kind of personality disorder. But keep in mind that the personality of teenager at first, it's still forming, okay? So these are the years where the personality is forming, is developing. So if someone is being kind of narcissist, that is, I am the center of the universe, I am the, you know, the best person, everyone is, you know, looking at me and everyone should be looking for me, both of them. So this kind of thing is, as they say, is normal. Till what? Where is the danger sign? Where is the point that we need to be careful? Is that the self-love, it comes up with, like, you know, making fun of others, considering others as
inferior
to them.
Oh,
here is the problem. And although, as I said, that the psychologists, they do not label it as a disorder till they enter the 18th year, and you know, the signs of the narcissistic personality they are seen in them and whatever they are. But you have to be careful with the person is doing. And yes, these the roots of this narcissism, which is found in, you know, some of the teenagers, we can find it like more than the others, and it has the roots in their childhood, you know.
Right.
When the child come up with a drawing, or you know, for example, if the child has a good voice, they appreciate that in a certain extent. For example, they say that, you know, no one else recites in that manner. You know, when the child is rewarded with such kind of appreciation,
right?
You have to be ready for the
narcissistic trial.
Yeah, consequences. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
We'll discuss more with you, Brother Abed, but let's take a short break here. We'll be back in a while.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIV English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Brother Mir Abid, and we're discussing the characteristics of teenagers. The first characteristic that Brother discussed with us was self-centeredness, and self-centeredness has got signs. The first sign we discussed was self-love. Is it okay to have self-love as a teenager? Yes, it's okay, until and unless it does not reach the extremes. And the second signs of self-centeredness was being a narcissistic personality. Brother said that it reached the extremes at certain level when a child doesn't see others inferior to himself and himself superior to others. So yes, brother.
So this self-centered teenager that is considered as a normal characteristic, who is showing different signs that you're going to see in that teenager. So the third sign was the narcissistic potential in that, the narcissistic signs in that, who's considering himself as the center of the universe, center of attention. And yes, the point that is the red line is that teenager is not making fun of others, who's not damaging others, for example, who's not disrespecting others,
right?
In short, so after the narcissistic tendencies that we find in that, which is not a personality disorder, so keep that in mind and don't be worried about that. Another sign that we find, and we are questioned with this thing, parents, they ask the question that my child who was, we were carrying him or her all, like everywhere we used to go to the masjid, we used to go to different kind of gatherings, and we used to go to family programs, this person, this child is not coming with us most of the times, if not all the time.
Okay.
So this is one of the signs that is of the self-centeredness, and which again, why we would like to answer this, the diversion, the attention towards him or herself, this wants him or her to explore more of the person. You know, the cognitions are developing, the thinking is not the same as a child.
Right.
He is or she is, you know, consider himself as an individual. Okay, he is something, she is something. And what kind of person that is? It needs silence. It needs, you know, isolation.
Right.
So don't be that much worried about it. Because, you know, there are two kind of loneliness. There are two kind of being alone. There are two kind of being, you know, isolated. One of them is positive. That is, you know, not to worry about. The other is negative. Okay.
Which you have to worry about as parents. We'll discuss more on that topic with you, Brother Abid, after a short break. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Be like a friendly physician who applies medicine where it is useful."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Brother Mir Abid, and we are discussing the characteristics of adolescence. And here we're discussing one of the very important characteristics, that self-centeredness. And we are discussing the signs of self-centeredness today. We have discussed self-love. We have discussed narcissism. And Brother Abid was telling us that, giving us examples, that there are children who would avoid parties, who would avoid going to gatherings, who would avoid going to the mosques, or who would avoid going anywhere else with their parents. If not always, but quite often they would avoid. And Brother Abid said that there are loneliness. Two types of loneliness are there in the adolescence. One is positive, one is negative. Yes, brother.
Yes. So the first kind of loneliness. We saw this, the self-centered teenager. You know that this teenager is exploring him or herself. He wants to know, who am I? And, you know, not knowing him or herself is it's not like, it's something difficult for all of us, and especially for this teenager. So, you know, you have this understanding of teenager in front of yourself. So what are you going to do when you come across with teenager? You know that this is normal. What you have to do is, at first, is to empathize with the teenager.
All right.
You have to put yourself in his or her shoes, that this young man is on a self-discovery journey, okay? So he's discovering herself.
Help him.
Help him. Talk to him. Like, not just, you know...
Rather than getting, you know, parents often get...
Exactly.
Bored,
yes.
And offended. What's happening with my child? My child, yeah, was very normal.
Yes.
But why they are so much into themselves now?
Yes. So you get, for example, you get an invitation for a program. You're supposed to go. You all have to go together there. And, you know, it's very important. So, and on the other hand, you know that I have a young man.
I have a narcissistic child.
I have a narcissistic, or I have a, you know, I have someone who is, you know, who is an explorer at the moment, okay? So his, you know, his interest is himself or herself. And if I come in front of that boy, that girl, stand right in front, confront him that, look, we are supposed to go there, and it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is one tone. Another tone is, you know, there's a program. Okay, it's very important. And before, like, telling him or her that it's, for example, there's a program, you just go talk to him that
we need to attend.
Yes, you know that how's it going and how are things? How's going at school? And you know, you're going through a very special time period. You know, just not fake it. You know that you're the parent, okay? And it's your child. You can do it. You can do it better than his or her peer can do that.
Right.
And you are supposed to do this.
Right.
There's no, you know, better option than you yourself. Okay, as a parent. And if you're not going to do it, then you're going to lose. You know, there's someone out there waiting, that this teenager, the land that is empty, and she is ready to sow the seed. Okay, so just be ready, be composed, and no labeling. Just empathize, put yourself in the shoes, and talk to them that how important it is to be, and how, this, for example, your aunt or your uncle, how they love you, and you know, and just be logical, deal with them, and you know, that's, we're going to for
empathize with them, put yourself.
Yes, it's just like we won't be there for like long. This is just 2 hours, it's right. 3 hours. Be logical. Right. We'll come back. Yes.
Thank you so much, Brother Abed, for being with us and providing us with those beautiful insights today. Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.